Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Luke Duty, you're one of the lifers, as they're called. That's the cyclists who do the full 2 weeks. So what do you get out of these talks and being in the schools with the students? Is it a way to kind of lift your spirits because the students are always so welcoming and put on a great spread for you and everything?
Yeah, we get a great buzz out of it when we arrive into each school every day. There's hordes of people outside clapping and cheering us on, and there's orange everywhere, whether it's balloons or people dressed up in orange suits and everything like that. It's a great buzz. And this is going to be the 11th day now, so I don't know what I'm going to do when I don't have the bike to cycle every day. It's going to be a bit strange going back to normality now after it's all over.
So, Michelle McGinley, you're one of the teachers here at the school. Was today what you expected it was going to be?
It was even better than what we expected. The amount of energy and people there for each other was really good. And it's a sense of fun as well, and being able to support people that are doing such a wonderful thing. It was great.
And what is the benefit of hosting something like this at your school for the school and the students?
Well, for the school itself, you know that you're hitting a load of people that have somebody to support them. And it's just so positive. Everybody's getting out in their orange, everybody's making up the posters and the banners and the balloons, and a sense of just fun doing it as well.
I'm here with Kira McCarty and Katie Nagel, head girl and deputy head girl, I believe.
Yeah.
And you were involved in setting up this whole event as well, along with all your teachers and fellow students. Tell me, what did you gain from the whole experience today?
Well, I can genuinely say, like, the atmosphere inside the school today is unbelievable. Like, some of the cyclists have been going past, and they've all been so nice and so welcoming, and like, they made us feel like celebrities. Half of them were coming up asking for pictures because they couldn't believe the response. Like, and just the message was really, like, delivered, and the way it was in such a positive way was just, it was something that really will, I say, stand with us for a while.
And Katie, I mean, the cycle carries a very serious message, but there was a lot of fun involved there today too, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot of fun. All the guest speakers, although their message was very serious, they put it across lighthearted and they made sure that it got across, but it was also a lot of fun. The students had fun. There was dancing, singing, and definitely the atmosphere was something to remember.
FM and Cycle Against Suicide, working together to break the cycle of suicide on the island of Ireland.
You may call it in this evening, but you've only lost the night. Preset all your pretty feelings, may they comfort you tonight. And I'm climbing over something, and I'm running through these walls. I don't even know if I believe. I don't even know if I believe. I don't even know if I believe everything you're trying to say to me. If I'm gonna have to guess what's on your mind,